The long-term disaster relief fund has raised $6.6 million so far. It fills gaps after victims of Tropical Storm Irene have exhausted private insurance or government disaster assistance programs. Fund Chair David Coates says the monies have been crucial in giving Vermonters a new normal life.
Their lives will never be the same after Irene, but they certainly will be much better as a result of the awards that we've been able to make, whether it's foundations, septic systems, furnaces, building materials. Our fund is the fund of last resort. When all of the other funds that you've just mentioned, as well as the funds that have been raised out in the local communities and the regional areas as well, after those have been exhausted, this is the last stop for the survivors. So it's a very important piece of that, and what we announced just yesterday is that we have set a campaign total of $10 million that we need to raise in order to provide the 800 survivors of Irene, those that have lost their homes, with the ability to rebuild their homes.
The Vermont Community Foundation had set up five different recovery funds in the immediate aftermath of Irene. They now recommend that all donations go to the long-term relief fund. Philanthropic advisor Christopher Kaufman Ilstrup says their programs were instrumental in helping with short and medium-term needs.
At this point, we're encouraging people to give to the Vermont Disaster Relief Fund because that is really the long-term recovery option. There are certainly other things that are happening around the state, around farm recovery, around mobile home recovery, but for the hardest hit families, they still really need the help that the Long-Term Recovery Fund is able to give them. And if you're not living the experience of still being homeless a year plus out, I think it might be a little hard for people to understand. I think it's also true that there are many people that might have thought they were fully recovered and then discovered a year in that they actually did still have some pretty serious needs. You know, one good example is problems around mold and are just now starting to come up. So, you know, those people are still needing some assistance.
The Community Foundation's Farm Disaster Relief Fund Program and Grants Manager, Ryan Torres, says many people hoped recovery would be quick, but long-term relief will be necessary.
You drive down the roads and you still see the impact of Irene. I talk to people at least once or twice a week who are still dealing with the impact of Irene. At least for the next few years, it's something that we're going to need to have. And Vermonters need to continue to remember that there are still folks out there that are dealing with the effects of this storm. We need to remember that this is an ongoing problem for a lot of individuals and that we need to continue to support it. I don't know how long we're going to need it. You know, I know that there's a number of farmers out there who are going to be dealing with these issues well into next year at least. You know, it's going to take them probably a couple of years, at least the ones who are working on feed-related issues and feed shortages, to recover from what Irene did to them.
The Vermont Long-Term Disaster Relief Fund is financed solely by private donations. As of November 16th, the fund had provided $2.4 million in assistance to 223 cases. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.